Han looked unhappy, but he sat down. Imala reached for a hubba chip, and annoyed, Han snatched the basket away, plopping it down in front of Alana.
Hey!
Imala protested.
Food wasn't part of the deal either,
Han growled. Alana picked up a chip and ate it, still observing silently. She had the same rapt expression she wore when watching a favorite Holo show. Leia sighed inwardly. Let's finish our chips and crackers and drinks, then take a long walk along the river. We can talk then. Sly's ears, they were definitely larger than Leia remembered them, drooped slightly.
But we've come in a hurry, and we're awfully hungry.
A hurry?
Han leaned forward.
Why? What's timely about the information you have? What kind of payment do you want?
The squibs had been deliberately vague about payment, among other things, which was not out of the ordinary. All Han and Leia knew was they claimed to know where Dala was. They wanted to meet at the Riverview Cafe in Varlo, and they were confident that Han and Leia could meet their price.
Well, lunch is a start,
Imala said. She beamed at Alana.
You're a pretty little fuzzling for a human. We can't call you Amelia, so what would you like us to call you?
It's her name,
Han said, exasperated. Grease had a look of long-suffering patience.
We told you it's too close to Imala, and Imala's had her name longer.
Something clicked in Leia's head about the statement, but she pushed it aside, anxious to get to the heart of the matter. It won't be a problem.
I like a squib name,
Alana said unexpectedly. The squibs beamed and exchanged self-satisfied looks.
See? The fuzzling sees the potential for disaster,
said Imala.
How about Pika?
I'm partial to Vishu, said Grease. Nah, she's more of a Muatisi,
put in Sly, reaching for another cracker and dunking it vigorously.
Definitely a Muatisi.
Her name, said Han, his voice unsettlingly calm, is Amelia. You have information about the chief. We want that information. We'll pay and even buy you lunch if that's what it takes to shake you vermin off.
Vermin?
Gasped Sly, his hand to his small chest, his eyes wide with hurt that might have been real but probably wasn't.
How rude.
Leia buried her face in her hands. She had mercifully forgotten just how irritating the squibs could be. They seemed to have even more enthusiasm and energy than they had the last time she and Han had encountered them, although they were elderly for their species. In fact, they looked even better than she recalled. Some species had all the luck, it seemed.
Let's order lunch, she said. Perhaps this will go more smoothly when we've all had something to eat.